Our next item is subdivision 2006-10, La Crosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, the Village at Trussum Pond as a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just at the last meeting, I made a motion to defer on this subdivision application to give Mr. Burton an opportunity to listen to the tapes, and unfortunately, he's not available to be in our meeting tonight, and I'm concerned about the number of days in terms of our acting on a application for a subdivision. So with that in mind, I'd like to proceed with my motion.
Our answer.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny subdivision 2006-10 for La Crosse Homes of Delaware, Inc., based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed cluster subdivision project as designed does not meet the purpose of the subdivision or zoning ordinance, and I do not believe that it promotes the orderly growth of the county. Two, the proposed project also does not meet the purpose of the subdivision ordinance because it does not ensure that residential developments are conveniently and properly located. Three, the proposed project is not in accordance with the 2002 Sussex County Land Use Plan update because it does not represent growth in an area where public infrastructure and services are available. Four, the project is in an area that has not developed with similar projects or residential density. There are no other developments in the immediate vicinity that are similar in density to what has been proposed. Five, the proposed project is served by Gordy Road, Trussum Pond Road, and Wooten Road, which are all local roads. All these roads are used regularly by large farm equipment. The project is inconsistent with existing traffic and agricultural use of these roads. The project would also lead to increased congestion on the adjacent and surrounding roads, and the state has no plans to invest in roadway upgrades in this area. Six, I am not satisfied that the proposed cluster subdivision is superior to a standard subdivision for the following reasons. A, in their presentation and in response to my questioning, the developer cannot adequately describe how this project creates an environment and design that is superior to a standard 3/4-acre lot subdivision. B, I do not feel that the use of open space in this project is a design improvement over a standard subdivision. While there is a 30-foot buffer around the perimeter, more than 60 lots are oriented towards the perimeter of the subdivision. Open space was not used along the outer portions of this development to create a transition between this development and the neighboring properties and uses. C, more than 100 of the lots back up to one another without any open space in between. This commission has regularly stated that this is not a superior design. Eight, I do not feel that the item set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. For example, the applicant did not adequately address how this subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. The applicant did not adequately address whether the project will adversely affect natural areas or cause significant tree, vegetation, and soil removal. If the subdivision was approved, it would require extensive grading for road improvements, grading for the community septic system next to James Branch, and more impervious areas caused by the homes, streets, amenities, driveways, etc. The applicant did not adequately address how the project promotes the preservation of open space. For example, with the orientation of lots towards the perimeter of the subdivision and with so many lots backing up to one another, the appearance of openness in this neighborhood is not maintained. And there is little transition between this project and the neighboring properties. The project will adversely affect area roadways and does not provide for the safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and along adjacent roads. There will be many cars per day added to the roadways in and around the project. The roads in the area are local roads of minimal width that are frequently used by large pieces of farm equipment. Generally, the applicant did not show that each of the 17 items of section 99-9C were addressed or considered in the design of this subdivision as required by the cluster ordinance. The applicant has not adequately documented how the proposed development provides for a total environment and design which are superior to that which would be allowed under the standard lot option, does not preserve the natural environment and historic or archaeological resources, and did not adequately address how the project will not have an adverse effect on all the items included under County Code 99-9C. For examples, one, almost one-third of the home sites shown in the proposed preliminary site plan do not back up to open space. Rather, over 100 small home lots are back-to-back with other small lots. Two, by the calculations presented, the proposed active and passive open areas constitute only 22% of the project. Three, the proposed cluster development is totally out of character for this rural, predominantly agricultural, and nature preserve area. Four, this project does not preserve the open space, agricultural lands, natural habitats, and forest land that is typically found in the surrounding area. Instead, it is creating an isolated development that cannot be served effectively or efficiently by public services. This project certainly compromises the integrity of the 2004 strategies for state policies and spending, the livable Delaware Green infrastructure area established under Governor Minor's Executive Order Number 61, and the preservation goals, which are inherent in many of DENREC's programs. A particular concern are, one, the project impacts all three layers of the green infrastructure map, meaning cropland, forest, and natural resources. Two, the project's proximity to the James Branch Nature Preserve. And three, possible impacts of rare species in the James Branch Trussum Pond and Trap Pond. While various mitigating measures are proposed that may help reduce impacts from this project, not doing the project at all is the best avenue for avoiding negative impacts. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and second to deny subdivision 2006-10, La Crosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated, the Village at Trussum Pond, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
The motion carries 3-1 with Mr. Gordy voting against the motion. Ladies and gentlemen, we